Welcome to Right Royal Roundup with Carolyn Cash. The show that keeps you updated with what's happening in the world of royalty, from the British royal family through to the aristocracy, and current events from around the royal world.
Hello, and welcome to Right Royal Roundup. I'm Carolyn Cash, and coming up later on today's show, forthcoming state visits to Britain, the Queen gives her royal assent to Brexit, Thais prepare for the late King Pumipon's funeral, sad news as Princess Benedict's husband passes away, the Duke and Duchess of Cambridge attend a St Patrick's Day parade, and the possibility of a royal visit to Israel. So stay tuned.
For any royal information heard on today's show, check us out at rightroyalroundup.com.au.
King Felipe, accompanied by Queen Letizia of Spain, has accepted an invitation from the Queen to pay a state visit to the United Kingdom from the 6th to the 8th of June 2017. King Juan Carlos and Queen Sofia last paid a state visit in 1986, and the Queen and the Duke of Edinburgh paid a state visit to Spain in 1988. The Spanish King and Queen were due to make a visit to the United Kingdom last year, but this was postponed due to a political crisis in Spain. British Prime Minister Theresa May has announced that the American President was being given the honour of a state visit when she was the first international visitor to visit Mr. Trump after his inauguration. Despite 1.8 million signing an online petition calling for a ban on Mr. Trump's visit, claiming it would cause embarrassment to the Queen, the British government has said the visit will still go ahead. However, this means Mr. Trump's official visit will be postponed until October this year. A spokesperson for the British Prime Minister said the invitation to Mr. Trump has been made, it's been accepted, and it still stands.
Welcome to Right Royal Roundup with Carolyn Cash. Now crossing live to the throne.
The Queen has granted royal assent to Article 50, clearing the way for the British Prime Minister Theresa May to start the European Union exit talks. Her Majesty signed the bill into law on Thursday morning on the 16th of March. The European Union Bill, or Notification of Withdrawal, was passed by both the House of Commons and the House of Lords. The Queen also reopened the National Army Museum after a three-year redevelopment. The museum was founded in 1960 by Royal Charter and established to collect, preserve, and exhibit objects and records relating to the British Army. The Queen's own uniform, from which he held the honorary command of Brigadier in the Women's Royal Army Corps from 1949 to 1953, is also on display. The Women's Royal Army Corps was disbanded in 1992 and the museum acquired the Queen's uniform in 1993. The Queen and Prince Philip were also given a tour and met donors, staff and volunteers. Also, the Queen has made a personal donation towards helping millions of people in East Africa who are facing starvation. The Buckingham Palace spokesperson said the Queen donated money to the Disasters Emergency Committee East Africa Crisis Appeal. This is not the first time the Queen has made similar donations to charities. She also donated money to earthquake appeals in Italy and Nepal, and a generous donation to the Australian Red Cross for the Victorian bushfire appeal in 2009.
Visit Right Royal Roundup on Facebook or follow us on Twitter at Right Royal Roundup. Or you can check out our website, rightroyalroundup.com.au.
Thailand's best craftsmen are hard at work on figures which will serve as a mould for intricate clay sculptures to decorate the spectacular 50-metre or 165-foot wooden pyre for King Pumipon's funeral later this year. More than 500 sculptures will decorate the royal cremation, including a mythical lion, a seated angel, sacred oxen, one of the four heavenly kings, a mythical elephant, and a statue of the Hindu god Narayana. The sculptures continue their task as music composed to honour the late king plays in the background. This is an opportunity for these artisans to show their skills, and the last one where they can pay tribute to King Pumipon, who is also known as King Rama IX. The royal cremation of King Pumipon is expected to be rather grand and majestic. The government spokesperson said the funeral will be held in late October, not December, as previously announced.
For any royal information heard on today's show, check us out at rightroyalroundup.com.au.
The Danish Royal Court has announced that Prince Richard of Berleburg, who was married to Queen Margrethe's sister, Princess Benedicta, has died aged 82. Prince Richard died suddenly on Monday night at his Berleburg Castle in Germany, according to Danish news agency Ritzau. The princess's private secretary wrote in a statement, quote, "It is with great sorrow that I, on behalf of Her Royal Highness Princess Benedicta, must announce that His Highness Prince Richard has passed away," unquote. Princess Benedicta had returned home to Germany after a short stay in Denmark. Princess Benedicta married Prince Richard in 1968. They have three children, Gustav, Alexandra and Natalie, and four grandchildren. Prince Richard's funeral service will take place on Tuesday the 21st of March at 2 p.m. at the Evangelische Stadtkirche Bad Berleburg in Germany. Queen Margrethe, Prince Henrik, Crown Prince Frederick and Crown Princess Mary, Prince Joachim and Princess Marie will attend.
On Right Royal Roundup, time now for a British Royal Family update. News and views from Buckingham Palace.
The Duke and Duchess of Cambridge attended the St Patrick's Day Parade at the Cavalry Barracks in Hounslow on Friday morning on the 17th of March. The Duchess wore her Irish Guards brooch on her dark green coat by Catherine Walker. The Duchess presented sprigs of shamrock to the Irish Guards, following decades of tradition. The annual parade, led by their mascot Irish Wolfhound Domhnall, the 450 1st Battalion Irish Guards marched onto Parade Square. The parade concludes with a march past where Prince William took the salute. The royal couple later met with members of the regiment and their families and posed for the official officers' and sergeants' mess photographs. Afterwards, the Duke and Duchess visited the guardsmen's lunch, where the longest-serving guardsman proposed a toast to their royal highnesses and to thank the Duchess for presenting the shamrock. One report said the Duchess was somewhat less enthusiastic about her pint of Guinness than the soldiers. The Duke and Duchess of Cambridge later flew to Paris for a two-day state visit to France, where they will meet with President François Hollande. Their visit is aimed to celebrate the friendship and cultural ties between Great Britain and France.
On Right Royal Roundup, we now go back in time for some Right Royal regal history.
Britain's Foreign Minister Boris Johnson has suggested a member of the royal family visit Israel later in the year after decades of declining invitations, to mark the centenary of the 1917 Balfour Declaration. This was when Britain signalled its support for the establishment of a Jewish homeland in what was then Palestine, which was part of the Ottoman Empire. Israel's president, Reuven Rivlin, has extended the invitation for a royal visit with Mr. Johnson on Wednesday the 15th of March, saying it was a very important year in the history of relations between Israel and the United Kingdom. He said, quote, "We will mark 100 years since the Balfour Declaration, and I am greatly honoured to extend an official invitation to the royal family to visit Israel to mark this event." Unquote. However, the Foreign Visits Committee, a body that includes senior civil servants and courtiers, will consider the idea. It is understood that neither the Queen nor Prince Charles will be asked at this stage, but a more junior member, either Princess Anne or Prince Edward, will be asked to go. Mr. Johnson's willingness to set up a royal visit shows a drastic change in policy. In the past, British government officials were said to block official royal visits to Israel since the nation was established in 1948 on the grounds that it would only happen when a lasting peace deal was secured between the Jewish state and the Palestinians. Prince Edward made a semi-official visit in 2007 to present prizes to young people on behalf of the Duke of Edinburgh Awards. Prince Philip made a private visit to see his mother, Princess Alice of Battenberg's grave at the Mount of Olives. Princess Alice was given the title righteous among the nations for sheltering a Jewish family from Nazis in Athens during World War II. Prince Charles attended the funerals of murdered Prime Minister Yitzhak Rabin in 1995 and former President Shimon Peres last year. He also visited his grandmother's grave on the mound and his great-aunt, Grand Duchess Elizabeth, who was killed by Bolsheviks during the Russian Revolution. British Prime Minister Theresa May had already invited Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu to visit Britain to mark the centenary of the then Foreign Secretary Arthur Balfour's support for a Jewish homeland. That's all we have for this week. Thanks for joining us, and we look forward to your company again next week.
You've been listening to Right Royal Roundup with Carolyn Cash. Tune in next week for more of the latest royal news from around the world. And don't forget to like us on Facebook or follow us on Twitter at Right Royal Roundup, or visit our website, rightroyalroundup.com.au.